Good morning, friends. We're starting a new series today, and I'm at the church. I wanted to see if I could get a little better sound. The room I was in at my house was a little echoey, and so I'm alone here at the church. The wall behind me is not perfect, but it's a quiet room and has good lighting, and I was hoping that it would produce something good for you today. Talk about not perfect. Part of what you guys don't see are all the failed video takes that never make it to the worship service. So last week, as I was preparing for Easter in grand fashion, I said, "Hello, Bethany, and happy Easter," which is not how that's said. That was one of about 8 different takes just to start the greeting of the worship service. And Matthew has actually asked for us to pull together. Matthew Jenkins, our worship guy, has been putting together and live streaming all of our services. Thanks to him for that. And he was talking about maybe gathering together some of those clips that all of us have, Kathy and Brenda and Matthew and I, that never made it to on air, just for your edification and to help you to realize that while Matthew can help make us look good, there's plenty of mess behind the scenes. Which brings us really to what we're looking at today. We're looking at this series, Like It or Not, because we've been forced into some change. You know, when we're forced into change, our attitude might not always be good. And if you're looking at all online, there are some people who are just begging to be let out of this current situation, and others who are just fine with it. But the governor of Maryland has told us that this is how life is going to be. We're going to be home. If you go out now, starting Saturday, you're going to be wearing a mask into a store, and your life is going to be limited in terms of where you can go and what you can do and who you can be with and how many people you can be with, like it or not. So I want to talk about how especially Americans respond to being told what to do and to the changes when we're forced to make changes, and how we can best use this time in our lives. Because there's some things that are happening that are probably really good inside of us, some work that we can be doing during this time frame that God would probably be very honored by if we did that work, and that would help us on the other side of this. So I want to start by helping us to admit something up front. If many of us are living at home now more than ever, and if you have kids at home right now, you've probably either said recently or sometime in the past to them, "Go clean your room." Now, I'm guessing that 99 out of 100 kids are not going, "Yes! I am so excited," because they're not. They do not like cleaning their room. And most of us as parents are unsympathetic, largely because we've had to clean their rooms and we've had to pick up the house around them. We're asking them to clean one room. We got to clean the rest. And so we're unsympathetic about the fact that they get to go up there and sort through their junk and put stuff away and do all that, in part because they need to learn to do that. It's just like one day they're going to have to pick up their own house or live in a mess. On the other hand, if somebody came to you or I as adults and said, "Go clean up your garage," or "Go clean up your basement," or "Go clean up that drawer in your house where you just keep throwing stuff," most of us as adults, well, there's a reason why it looks like the way that it does, because we're just not interested in doing that, most of us. Now, there's a small group of us that have a special form of OCD or a special gene inside of them that just likes everything in its proper place, that doesn't need to be told to do that. As a matter of fact, they're the ones that are sometimes walking around letting others know they need to do that. They have been given, depending upon how you look at it, either the gift or the curse of sorting and cleaning and doing that on a regular basis so that life is just always cleaned up like that. And God bless you. We love you, we fear you, we don't understand you, but God bless you. for the majority of us who don't live in that particular space in life. To be told that we're staying home has required us to sort out some stuff. Physically, like in our houses, but also emotionally and spiritually. And this is not really a new thing. We do this periodically. But when you're told to do it, it is a different kind of thing. And, you know, you can develop an attitude, you can join in, but very few people would disagree that in the end, if stuff really does get picked up, sorted out, cleaned up, if our thoughts, our values, the way that we live life is better understood and worked through, very few people would say, hey, that was a bad thing. So we're looking at today a scripture in Zechariah chapter 13, in which God, kind of like our governor, says, you're going to sort through some stuff. You're gonna sort out good and bad. You're going to work through some stuff in life. You're going to look at your schedule, your priorities, the things you've chosen, and you're going to get this worked out. Zechariah chapter 13, beginning in verse 1 to kind of set the setting. Zechariah says to the people of Israel, on that day a fountain will be opened for the dynasty of David and the people of Jerusalem, a fountain to cleanse them from their sins and impurity. And then in verse 9 he says this, I will bring that group through the fire and make them pure. To use this imagery, he says, I will refine them like silver and purify them like gold. They will call on my name and I will answer them. I will say, these are my people, and they will say, the Lord is my God. So, from a scriptural standpoint, here's what God is saying. He's looking at people, and he's using this imagery of how our hearts can collect stuff. It can become a mess inside. We can end up with stuff inside of us, stuff in our lives that's good and stuff that's bad, stuff that's pure, stuff that's impure. And we don't always take the time to sort it out. Sounds kind of pre-Easter or Lenten-ish. But he says, there will come times when I will choose to give you a period of time where there'll be some cleaning up to do. And the imagery that he uses is like the notion of silver and gold that is probably newly mined, newly drawn out of the ground. And when you get silver or gold out of the ground, it's not pure silver and gold. It's got other stuff in it. So what you have to do is you have to put it inside of a container, like a crucible, and you have to heat it until the gold or silver melts and the stuff around it begins to separate. And so if there's rock in it, it'll fall to the bottom. If there's other impurities in it, it'll rise to the top, and you can kind of skim that off. And ultimately, what's left when you refine silver or gold is just pure silver or gold. But to get there takes a process, and in this case, a refining, a heating of it to make that happen, which does a natural sorting. And you and I are going through some of that right now. I was talking to a friend just recently, and they were saying, because we were told that schools are closed down, and because we were told that all sporting events and all after-school activities and all the extracurriculars are done, our family life is different. School's happening, but we're now eating meals together. We're now having game time together. We're now watching movies together. Instead of constantly being on the road, eating Chick-fil-A, Burger King, whatever your brand is, 2-3 days a week, just trying to keep up with all the things of life, our life has been simplified, she told me, and sorted out for us. And in the new model, there have been a lot of things eliminated, and it's caused us to rethink life in a beautiful way. There's some things we miss, there are some things that are hard, but the sorting that's been done for us has caused us to rethink life. It's pretty cool. And I've talked to a number of parents like that. Talked to a friend yesterday who's an engineer who said, Life is simpler because I have to work from home, but it's complicated and a mess because I have to supervise a whole group of engineers who are also working at home, and it's far easier to supervise them in a work environment than it is when they're all scattered at home. So his schedule is more simple, but his life is more complicated. I've talked to people that are just trying to figure out how to make it through. And so there's a sorting of values, of schedule, of priorities, of life that's happening right now. And as we walk through this time where we're discovering new things about ourselves, and it's forcing us to walk through and do some cleanup and some prioritization. Now, I know that feels really hard, but it's also probably, there's some good stuff there. In January of 2019, my wife and I decided to remodel our bathroom. We're going to show you some pictures here. We had a linoleum floor. We had an old tile shower. The house was built with another tub shower next to it, and an old vanity. One sink in a master bathroom. And so we decided that we were going to redo our bathroom. And before we even started the project, I started collecting things a year in advance. So I purchased and had in my garage from a Habitat for Humanity restore a beautiful new used vanity. It was probably donated by Home Depot. It had some small imperfections in it. And I got it for real cheap and put it in my garage, and it sat there for a year before we ever tore anything down. But we did this in stages. We just finished a couple of weeks ago. So it's been, let's say we finished in March. It's been a year and 3 months of living in this transition and mess. And you can imagine what that could be like. You can also, I'm sure many of you are thinking to yourself, oh, Kelly, how did she live through that? Well, my wife is an amazing person, as you already know. And she was helping in the project. She was very, very patient and did a lot of work with me, huge amounts of work with me as we did this project. In the process of doing that, not only did our bathroom and bedroom become a mess, but our garage became a mess. And as we've completed the project, you know, there are people who say they don't like change. Well, first of all, my wife loves our new bathroom. But second of all, what she really likes is that we put in tile. And underneath the tile, we put in heating, not for the room, but just for the floor. So that when we get up and go into the bathroom at whatever time we want, there's a thermostat with a timer on it. We walk in with our bare feet to our new bathroom on that tile. The thermostat's set for 84 degrees. And when our feet hit that tile, it feels beautiful. So the people who say they don't like change have never gone to a heated tile floor or haven't really thought about it. But change, even change we like, causes us to sort through and deal with things that we both like and don't like. There were times when I was in the middle of this project that I was like, why did we do this? And I put in this beautiful double vanity, but we had a single vanity before that, a single sink vanity before that. So I had to replumb this. And this vanity, the way that it's constructed, it didn't have one easy space in the back. It was walled off. It had three sections to it. So I had to cut through that. I had to get the angles right. I had to get the spacing right. It took me probably 3 days just to figure out how to plumb that thing correctly. When we're done, however, it was a beautiful thing. And while our bathroom's done, because we had stored so much stuff, tile and mortar and tools and a vanity in our garage is a mess. I mean, a mess. Here's a picture of it. Now, it didn't look like this when we started, but we've had to move stuff around, we're storing stuff, and now that this project is done, Kelly and I have to go in there and sort through all the stuff that's left, what we're keeping, what we're giving away, what we're returning, and then clean this thing up. Now, if you think I'm looking forward to this, but I am looking forward to have a clean garage again. God knows that about the way that we live. And right now, some of us are having to say, what's the old that's in my life that I've kept around that I really need to just throw out? What's the stuff that I need to actually store in a better way? What's the new that's coming to my life that I need to keep and treasure? Because on the other side of this, and I don't know when the other side of this is, people are saying to me, you know, I want to get back to normal life, whatever that looks like and whenever that is. But the truth of the matter is that God is giving us a time when we can sit back and say, what is it that we want to keep about what we're living through now? And what is it that we want to go back to? During this time period, my wife and I have started going out almost every night for walks. And that's in large part because we're not working from home, we mostly sit all day as opposed to, you know, being in an office full of people where you have to get up and go to meetings and do all that kind of stuff. And so we need the exercise. And so almost every night we get out and take a walk. And it's doing beautiful things for our marriage. It's a habit that we probably need to keep. And so God has given us the time and the opportunity to have to live a different kind of life. But what he's saying to us is that this is an opportunity to refine your life. To say, what's hopped in that needs to be gotten rid of? And what are you missing that's really good? Most of us are missing time being able to be with friends and in larger groups and worshiping together and celebrating. And you know, there's a temptation for the very first time in my life, and I was talking to some of the staff, for the very first time in our lives, we celebrated Easter at home in our living rooms. And with our families, not rushing around, not doing, you know, 16 services and all the details, and there was something very nice about that. But I also missed seeing so many of you. I missed connecting with you and your families. I missed the interaction. I missed the joy. I missed the laughter that happens. I missed just getting together. And so I want you to take a couple of minutes. Because the temptation for us is going to be, because we're forced to do this, that we're just going to make changes for as long as we have to make them until we get through this, and then we go back to what we had. And I'm not sure that everything that we had was really good or what we really want. And so I'm going to encourage you to use this time, and many of you have already started, to ask, what do I intentionally want to keep, and what would that mean for me and my family? And that sorting is not always fun. It feels like cleaning a garage. But it does something very valuable for us. And the imagery that God uses in Zechariah is that it's purifying. It's refining. That it forces us to say, this is good and this is not. And it doesn't always mean it's bad. It just means that it's not necessary, or it's extra, or it's not the best. And so, in the next couple of weeks, I want you and me and our friends to really begin asking that question. And it may feel like emptying a drawer that's full of a bunch of junk, and you're just like, I know I'm gonna like this when this is done, but I don't feel like doing it. But this is the time to do it. What do you want to walk away with? How do you want your marriage to be better? How do you want your friendships to be better? How do you want your life to be better? This is a beautiful time to say, hey, I can reflect on what I now have. What's beautiful about that and what I do with it. And instead of just running back to where we were, what do you need to keep? And what do you need to decide that you're just gonna permanently throw out? And maybe hurry and busyness, which is the constant temptation of life, is one of those things that we just need to throw out. Maybe encouraging our kids to go at a frenetic pace is something we just need to throw out. Maybe creating time to make sure that we connect with the people that we love instead of packing our calendars is something we need to keep. Maybe connecting regularly with meals and walks is something that we need to encourage. So as we come to a close, I'm gonna challenge you to do the work of sorting, like it or not, and see what God does with that. Because I think what he's trying to offer us is something beautiful in the end. Would you pray with me? Father, we want to thank you so much for life, even as we know it now. There are some friends and some folks that we know who are going through some really hard times. This is a painful place for so many people. You still want to use it for our good. You always want to use whatever we go through for our good. And so we just pray that you would enable us to see what you're doing and how you're refining and sorting out our lives, and ask that we would participate in that willingly, and that we would do the hard work of this moment for the other side. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
The name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever say, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.
Good morning, Bethany.
Good morning.
Happy. No, let's start again.
This is where you intro.
Did you start it? Yep. Oh, wait. Is it recording now? All right, wait. All right, hold on. All right, here we go. Wait.
God, you blind as a bat.
You have done great things.
He taught with them. They were used to following around for here to see. I'm glad to see you today, and I pray that you and your family are continuing
out the egg yolks in them, and then we decorate them with markers, and then we fill them with confetti. Oh, happy Easter! Happy Easter, everybody!
Happy Easter and welcome to our service at 9 a.m. here at Bethany. My name is Andrew Cooney and I... Happy Easter, friends. Good morning, Easter.